Mansioningles.com presenta
Lección 4. Asesinato en el cine.
Lesson 4. Murder in the cinema.
Antes de escuchar la continuación de las aventuras del famoso detective privado
Rick Manworth,
escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y expresiones. El cuerpo.
The body.
¿Qué sucedió?
What happened?
Sombrero.
Hat.
Exactamente.
Exactly. Dead.
Es un adjetivo que significa muerto. El verbo es
to die.
Morir.
He was dead.
Él estaba muerto. Repite.
To die. He was dead. He was dead.
It was midnight when Detective Harrison of the NYPD knocked on the door of Rick's flat. Rick opened the door. He knew Harrison.
Hi.
Rick had a glass of whiskey in his hand. Harrison came into the apartment and saw a young girl on the sofa. She also had a full glass of whiskey.
Come in, Harrison. What took you so long?
We couldn't identify the body. Did you know the victim?
No.
Did you know this man, miss?
No, I didn't.
So what happened, Manworth?
We told you at the cinema.
Tell me again.
Well, I went with Stephanie. We sat at the back of the cinema. The guy in front of us had a hat. I told him to take it off. He didn't answer. I touched him on the shoulder, and he fell in his seat. He was dead.
What time did you go in the cinema?
The movie began at 8. We went in about 8:15.
Did you see anybody outside?
No, nobody. We were late. Everyone was inside.
Was he there when you sat down?
Yeah, I told you. He had a hat on his head. Stephanie couldn't see the screen, so I asked him to take it off. He didn't say anything. I touched him, and he fell. That's it.
Then what did you do?
I called you.
What time did you leave the cinema?
We left about 8:30.
How did he die, Detective?
We don't know, miss. We don't know his name. We don't know how he died. We don't know anything about him.
You do know one thing about this man, Harrison.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
This guy. He had exactly the same hat as me.
Escucha las siguientes palabras y frases del diálogo anterior.
We couldn't identify the body.
Nosotros no podríamos identificar el cuerpo.
The screen.
Es la pantalla.
She couldn't see the screen.
No podía ver la pantalla.
The victim.
Es la víctima.
Did you know the victim?
¿Conocisteis a la víctima?
Told.
Es el pasado del verbo
to tell. We told you.
Nosotros te lo dijimos. Repite.
Tell. Told. Went.
Es el pasado del verbo
to go. I went with Stephanie.
Fui con Stephanie. Repite.
Go. Went. Sat.
Es el pasado del verbo
to sit. We sat at the back.
Nos sentamos al fondo, detrás. Repite.
Sit. Sat. To take off.
Significa quitar y es un verbo con partícula que en inglés se llama
phrasal verb. Los phrasal verbs
están formados por un verbo y una preposición o un verbo y un adverbio.
Get up, take away, look after.
Son
phrasal verbs.
Ponerse ropa se traduce como
put on clothes.
Y quitarse ropa es
take off clothes.
Por lo tanto,
take it off
es quítelo. En este caso, el sombrero.
Take your hat off. Take it off.
Repite.
Take your hat off. Take it off.
El verbo contestar en inglés es
to answer.
Y
he didn't answer
significa él no contestó. Repite.
To answer. He didn't answer.
El verbo
to touch
significa tocar y el pasado es
touched. I touched him on the shoulder.
Yo le toqué en el hombro. Repite.
To touch.
El pasado del verbo
to fall
caer es
fell. He fell in his seat.
Él se cayó en su asiento. Repite.
Fall, fell. He fell in his seat. Left
es el pasado del verbo
to leave.
Repite.
Leave, left.
Alguien, cualquiera, cualquier persona.
Anybody. Anybody.
Nadie.
Nobody. Nobody.
Todos.
Everybody. Everybody.
Escucha el diálogo de nuevo y contesta las siguientes preguntas.
1. What time did Rick and Stephanie leave the cinema? 2. How did the man die? 3. What one thing do they know about the man?
Come in, Harrison. What took you so long?
We couldn't identify the body. Did you know the victim?
No.
Did you know this man, miss?
No, I didn't.
So what happened, Mansworth?
We told you at the cinema.
Tell me again.
Why, I went with Stephanie. We sat at the back of the cinema. The guy in front of us had a hat. I told him to take it off. He didn't answer. I touched him on the shoulder, and he fell in his seat. He was dead.
What time did you go in the cinema?
The movie began at 8. We went in about 8:15.
Did you see anybody outside?
No, nobody. We were late. Everyone was inside.
Was he there when you sat down?
Yeah, I told you. He had a hat on his head. Stephanie couldn't see the screen, so I asked him to take it off. He didn't say anything. I touched him, and he fell. That's it.
Then what did you do?
I called you.
What time did you leave the cinema?
We left about 8:30.
How did he die, Detective?
We don't know, miss. We don't know his name. We don't know how he died. We don't know anything about him.
You do know one thing about this man, Harrison.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
This guy. He had exactly the same hat as me.
Contesta las preguntas y escucha las respuestas.
1. What time did Rick and Stephanie leave the cinema? They left about 8:30. 2. How did the man die? They don't know. 3. What one thing do they know about the man? He had exactly the same hat as Rick.
Escucha la forma pasada de algunos verbos del diálogo anterior e intenta decir la forma del infinitivo después del tono. Luego repite el infinitivo y el ejemplo con la forma de pasado de cada verbo.
Was. To be.
Ser o estar.
It was midnight. Knew. To know.
Saber.
He knew Harrison. Had. To have.
Tener.
Rick had a whiskey. Came. To come.
Venir.
He came into the apartment. Saw. To see.
Ver.
He saw a young girl. Took. To take.
Llevar o tomar.
What took you so long? Could. Can.
Poder.
We couldn't identify the body. Told. To tell.
Decir.
We told you at the cinema. Went. To go.
Ir.
I went to the cinema. Sat. To sit.
Sentarse.
We sat at the back. Fell. To fall.
Caerse.
He fell in his seat. Began. To begin.
Empezar o comenzar.
The movie began at 8. Left. To leave.
Dejar o salir.
We left about 8:30.
Escuche y repite más verbos irregulares en el presente y en el pasado. Hablar.
To speak. Do you speak Spanish? Speak. Spoke. I spoke to her yesterday.
Conducir.
To drive. Can you drive? Drive. Drove. He drove me home.
Escribir.
To write. Please write your name. Write. Wrote. I wrote an email last week.
Despertar o despertarse.
to wake up. What time do you wake up? Wake up. Woke up. I woke up late this morning.
Llevar puesto o vestir.
To wear. What do you wear for work? Wear. Wore. You wore that shirt yesterday.
Correr.
To run. I run 3 days a week. Run. Ran. I ran a marathon last summer.
Beber o tomar.
To drink. What would you like to drink? Drink. Drank. I drank too much last night.
Perder.
To lose. How did you lose your passport?
¿Cómo perdió usted su pasaporte?
How did you lose your passport? Lose. Lost. I lost my wallet.
Perdí mi cartera.
I lost my wallet.
Hacer.
To make. We all make mistakes. Make. Made. I made a sandwich for you.
Poner.
To put. Put the wine on the table, please. Put. Put. We put our car next to yours.
Volar.
To fly. We fly with British Airways. Fly. Flew. I flew to Madrid last weekend.
Decir.
To say. Paco says hello. Say. Said. I said no.
Encontrarse o conocerse.
To meet. Can you meet me tomorrow? Meet. Met. I met her last week.
Leer.
To read. He reads Playboy magazine. Read. Read. I read your email this morning.
Dormir.
To sleep. Do you usually sleep well? Sleep. Slept. I slept with her a few times.
Oír o escuchar.
To hear. Can you hear me? Hear. Heard. I heard a noise.
Pensar.
To think. I think I heard a noise. Think. Thought. I thought about you yesterday.
Comprar.
To buy. Where do you buy your fruit? Buy. Bought. I bought a new DVD yesterday.
Encontrar.
To find. Did you find your keys? Find. Found. I found a great flat last week.
Thank you. Escuche y repite los siguientes verbos irregulares en la forma presente y pasado. Están agrupados por sonido vocal de la forma pasado. Repite también el sonido vocal de cada grupo.
Oh. Speak. Spoke. Oh. Spoke. Drive. Drove. Oh. Drove. Write. Wrote. Oh. Wrote. Wake up. Woke up. Oh. Woke up. Tell. Told. Oh. Told. Ah. Sit. Sat. Ah. Sat. Have. Had. Ah. Had. Run. Ran. Ah. Ran. Begin. Began. Ah. Began. Drink. Drank. Ah. Drank. Oh. Get. Got. Oh. Got. Lose. Lost. Oh. Lost. Be. Was. Oh. Was. A. Come. Came. A. Came. Make. Made. A. Made. U. Can. Could. U. Could. Put. Put. U. Put. Take. Took. U. Took. Ooh. No. New. Ooh. New. Fly. Flew. Ooh. Flew. Eh. Leave. Left. Eh. Left. Say. Said. Eh. Said. Meet. Met. Eh. Met. Go. Went. Eh. Went. Read. Read. Eh. Red. Sleep. Slept. Eh. Slept. Fall. Fell. Eh. Fell. Hear. Heard. Heard. Be. Were. Were. Or. See. Saw. Or. Saw. where, war, or, war, think, thought, or, thought, buy, bought, or, bought, ow, find, found, ow, found.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.